You're listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, when we start thinking about replacing our HVA system, what are some of the things we need to ask ourselves?
Well, I think you've heard the saying that the past is the best predictor of the future.
Okay.
And so when I say that and how it pertains to the thought process of replacing an HVAC system is, you know, one of the questions you may want to ask yourself is, was I satisfied with the comfort and air quality of my home on when my old system was running or working? And, you know, if the answer to that is no, then I would highly encourage you to share that information with the professional in your home and just say, look, you know, I'm not happy with the comfort level, or I was not happy with the comfort level. And, you know, if you might would ask yourself, would, you know, do I have allergies, or do my children or, you know, family members have allergies that are in the home? And air quality is something that's kind of hard to measure or to really know whether you are satisfied or not, especially if you haven't ever had any air quality products in your home. But generally, once you do have those products in your home, then you have something to compare it with. So, you know, maybe it would just be a thing. Okay, I am concerned about allergies. So, you know, I think there might be an opportunity for me to focus on that particular area.
So you need to bring that up with your comfort advisor when they're in the house and you're talking about that. And I think comfort, that also doesn't just mean, am I cool enough or am I warm enough? There are a lot of things you can do now with even things like noise, right? I mean, air conditioners don't have to be as loud as they used to be.
Absolutely. And those can be just equipment based items. Like, you know, a variable speed is a much quieter. However, if the duct size is improper and you're trying to force too much air through a small duct, that's going to also lead to noise. You know, that a lot of times when it's, especially in the winter, when the heat comes on, those ducts are cold, and then they, you know, they can crack and creak and thud and that kind of thing when they do heat up. So the other thing that I would say a good question is ask you is, what is important to me? Some areas that you might want to consider of what is important might would be longevity. You know, am I concerned about how long this system is going to last? Am I concerned about its efficiency because I think I'm having utility overpayment? Do I care about the brand? Am I just really focused on what the investment amount is? Do I care about warranties? Does it matter who I hire? You know, is safety important to me? And, you know, all these things have different meanings to different homeowners and, you know, depending on where they're at. But, you know, I'll just take one, for instance. Safety can mean to someone that maybe has young children in a home, that could mean the people that come into the home to do the install. They want to make sure that those individuals are safe being in the home with the most prized possession, you know, family and our homes. But then safety could also mean to someone else, you know, not having carbon monoxide in the mechanical room. Because as we know, carbon monoxide is a silent killer. So, you know, that kind of takes on different things. But, you know, each one of those particular areas, definitely good to ask yourself. I also would say just, you know, return on investment. You know, when an HVAC system is an investment, it is a, you know, a significant investment. So lots of times when we make an investment, we want to know, okay, what is my return on that? And so some question you might ask is, how long is my return going to be? How long do I want my return to be? If you're going to be there for a long time, you might could stretch that out. If you're going to sell the home, you might want to make a buying decision and a purchase, not just the cheapest thing that you can buy. A lot of times, sometimes that's where our mind goes, but, you know, making sure that we set ourselves up because, you know, if the system looks good and you can build value with someone that comes and looks at the home, they might pick your house over some another house just because of what they're seeing.
Mind. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. So, you know, I think, you know, not just, I need the lowest cost system because I'm only going to be here a year. I don't think that that's where you go with ROI. And then, you know, the other thing that I would ask is if my system that I am replacing didn't last as long as I think it should last, why? What caused it to fail prematurely? And what other factors? Now, that might not be an answer that the homeowner themselves can answer, but it sure can be one a professional can answer. And, you know, if it's improperly installed, if the ductwork isn't right, if it wasn't designed properly. There could be many reasons why the longevity didn't go as long as it should. But, you know, I think that, that if you're asking those type of questions that we've discussed, you're going to put yourself in a position to be able to make a good buying decision.
That's great advice, James. Great questions to ask yourself when you're replacing your HVAC system. If you'd like to have one of the Whistler Plumbing and Air Comfort Advisors come talk to you about your system, give them a call at Whistler Plumbing and Air, 540-483-9382. Thank you, James.